The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Some insects live much of their lives underwater, using air bubbles gathered at the surface to survive. Some insects have adapted to life underwater by using this bubble as an external lung, just like a scuba tank. The air bubble's stability is maintained by hairs on the insect's abdomen, which help repel water from the surface. The hairs, along with a waxy surface coating, prevent water from flooding the spiracles, tiny breathing holes on the abdomen. The spacing of these hairs is critically important, though. The closer together the hairs, the greater the mechanical stability and more pressure the bubble can withstand before collapsing. However, mechanical stability comes at a cost. If the hairs are too close together, there's not enough surface area through which to breathe. Because the bubble acts as an external lung, its surface area must be sufficiently large to facilitate the exchange of gases. Researchers have worked on ideas to use similar external lungs to allow humans to dive for long periods of time. But the surface area required to support human respiration is impractically large, in excess of 100 square meters.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.